The latter term is a euphemism for abducting people anywhere on Earth, including inside the United States, and secretly flying them to countries whose police and intelligence personnel are more than happy to torture them for us, or where the United States runs its own secret prisons for doing so. Such countries and territories reportedly have included Egypt, Syria, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Uzbekistan, Thailand, Diego Garcia, Pakistan, and unidentified Eastern European nations. The military or the CIA also runs some 25 prisons in Afghanistan and 17 in Iraq. Rendition is a violation of international law, since the UN Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, or Degrading Treatment or Punishment, adopted December 10, 1984, and ratified by the U.S. Congress in October 1994, specifically says, "No state shall expel, return, or extradite a person to another state where there are substantial grounds for believing that he would be in danger of being subjected to torture." The Geneva Conventions also contain articles stipulating the same prohibition. Bush's most fateful decision on torture, however, came in a presidential memorandum drafted by John C. Yoo, a University of California law professor who was serving in the Office of Legal Counsel, Department of Justice, and endorsed by Alberto Gonzalez, then counsel to the president. Dated January 18, 2002, the memo was, without evident irony, entitled "Humane Treatment of Al-Qaeda and Taliban Detainees." On February 7th, it was disseminated to the Vice President, the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, the Director of the CIA, the National Security Advisor, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. According to the memo, captives from the battlefields of Afghanistan need not be given prisoner of war status, and the U.S. government would therefore not abide by the provisions of the Geneva Conventions governing prisoners of war. This key decision opened the door to the torture of captives at Bagram Air Base in Kabul, Afghanistan, then at Guantanamo Naval Base, Cuba, and most infamously at Abu Ghraib Prison in Iraq. Why did Bush do it? It was, in a sense, an admission of guilt. Once he got caught up in his own rhetoric about the global war on terror, and had issued orders to the CIA and military to act secretly against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, I believe he felt that he had to protect his agents from being charged under the Federal War Crimes Act, a 1996 law that carries the death penalty. By declaring captives to be illegal combatants, a term that does not exist in international law, and asserting that the Geneva Conventions simply did not apply to them, he freed his agents to torture and do as they pleased. As one intelligence official told New Yorker reporter Seymour Hersh, "The rules are grab whom you must, do what you want."